Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We already know the outcome was not what we wanted. The Atlanta Falcons fell to the New England Patriots 24-23. Michael Penix Jr. found Drake London for 3 touchdowns. He completed 22 passes for 221 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also rushed twice for 19 yards, including a career long of 15 yards. Parker Romo, though, he's kind of getting all the attention today. He missed an extra point that could have tied the game. Let's hear from Raheem Morris during his interview with Dave Archer on yesterday's game.
You know, it never comes down to one singular thing. There's a couple of different situations in the game that you can win, that you can change that result. And we almost did it at the end. We got the ball back. We had a chance to go down and drive and either take the lead or have an opportunity to win that football game. And that's all you can ask from your football team. And they did everything I asked.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with them on that because they did do some incredible things. And obviously, when you look at some of the throws, some of the plays, some of the catches, some of the pass rush things that happened, you know, in the second half, and Bo, you and I talked about it in the pregame show. It's like this team's really good in the meat of the game in the second and third quarter. But I feel like those quarters are where, at the end of the second quarter and the third quarter, is where the Falcons actually put their foot in the dirt and was like, all right, you know, time for us to start getting things to click. And I think there was a number of things inside of this game that you look at. It's just hard to say, oh, the offense played bad because they didn't. The defense played bad because they didn't. There's just a lot of other counting stats and kind of things to kind of comb through to say this is not what is winning football. And I think that there's just a number of things to kind of break down in that aspect, but it's not really one thing. Like the last couple of weeks, you've looked at it and gone, our offense has been awful. Our defense can't stop the run. It's not exactly what it was against New England yesterday, and it's a frustrating kind of end result to that.
I remember Matt Bryant misses an extra point, I believe it was, in Arizona. It was either 18 or 19, one of his last couple of years. His last year was 19 with the Falcons. And reporters went over to his locker and were you can hear the scuttlebutt, and they were asking him, you know, you cost the team the game. And Deion Jones was irate. But he wasn't irate at Matt Bryant. He was irate at the blame that the reporters were putting on him for saying he lost the game, which I think he's right. And Raheem said it. You just reiterated it. It's not what caught. Look, in the end of the day, that was the play that you didn't seemingly make that was a difference in the game. But there was a lot. Your defense was not very good for the first quarter and a half of the football game. They gave up 21 points in that span.
Yeah,
and then the rest of the game, you give up 3. Now, I credit the defense for really 7 because the Jalen Walker punch out, which
awesome.
Hell of a play. He gets there, and I'm not sure if he was actually punching, but he's going, and the way he throws his hands in, punches the ball. Drake May was very careless with the football when he was scrambling yesterday. He put the ball on the ground, what, 2 more times, I think?
Yeah.
And so there's that, but that's a hell of a play. James Pierce with the accurate scoop. And give him credit too, because he was, I think he thought he was gone. Then nobody was going to catch him, but he had a good palm on the ball, and he was like reaching it forward. So if he fumbled, at least it wasn't, you know, going to go backwards. But the you give him, I do credit the defense there. But look, it wasn't. There were times where, as good as you were defensively, you couldn't get off the field on third down, and it just kept your offense from getting the ball. They only ran the ball 16 times, but I do believe that the game plan was is that we've been out physical the last couple weeks up front. We haven't ran the ball well. This is one of the best run defenses in the league. Let's get Penix going. Let's get this passing game going and then try to mix in the running game to kind of continue possessions going, right?
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think that as Grant and I were kind of combing through stats on the postgame show yesterday, it's like, what stats can we point to that kind of, you know, led us to this result? 1 of 10 on third down for the Falcons offense, 8 of 12 for the Patriots offense. And really, that's what it all boils down to. We can go to time of possession. We can go to all these other stats. That's what really lost you the game. You could not convert on third down. And as long as we've been doing this show, that's been an issue for this Falcons offense. It hasn't really mattered. All right, it was an Arthur Smith problem, and now it's become a Zach Robinson problem where we're kind of just getting there and going, dude, why are we so freaking bad on third down? How is it even possible?
What this offense has done poorly for years now is two things. Short yardage situations, brutal.
Awful.
The other thing is, it feels a lot like we're always trying to convert third and six plus, and you're bad on first down, and no one ever talks about it, but you're bad on first down. I don't care if it's a penalty. I don't care if it's a. That's the reason why when people say our identity is the run game, why do we give up on it? Why do we give up on it, guys? When you run for first down, when you run on first down and you get a yard or negative, you're now behind the eight ball. The other thing that we don't do a good job of is when we throw on first down, if it's not a completion, most people now come back to that and go and run the ball for 4 or 5 yards, try to get themselves back in a minute. We don't do a good job of that. There are flaws in some reason, and I don't know how to overcome them. You've said it before, we're a finesse team. Is that why we're bad on first down and bad on short yardage? I don't know. I can't answer that.
Well, there are a lot of feelings, obviously, from Falcons fans today. We're taking calls, 404-726-0929, and we do have Keaton from Atlanta on the line. What's going on, Keaton?
Yo.
Hey, man.
I just want to make two quick points. First of all, Mike Mafio. So first of all, you know, the Falcons' PTSD is so real that while I was watching Georgia Tech play on Saturday night, I was watching the DBs give like 10, 15 yards of cushion, and all I could think about was Jimmy Lake's defense last year. My second point is, you know, the defense did their job. The defense did their job yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I think a lot of the blame is still on coaching, because when you've got 5 first-round draft picks on offense, and your defense gets 6 sacks, 2 turnovers, and you still lose by 1 point, we could all put the blame on the on Parker Romo, but at the end of the day, it's a team sport. We all know that. We talk about that every week. I just want to see better for my team. It's so hard being an Atlanta sports fan. I love you guys. Y'all have a good day.
You ain't lying, man. I want to give this stat real quick because I wondered this aloud on the postgame show with Grant McCauley yesterday, and I was like, man, what are the odds that you can pull these stats and not win a game? And sure enough, Mike Conte, who is the statistical guru, if I've ever met one, walks in the door and goes, hey, I crunched the numbers on this.
Oh, wow.
Here's what he had to say. Teams that are +5 in sack margin, right? We got 6, they got 1. And +2 in the turnover margin, right? We caused 3, they caused 1. That team has not lost since 2016. Teams that have done that have not lost in 9 years. So take that for what it is. And over the course of NFL history, the teams that have done that have won 97% of the time.
Wow.
97% of the time. And that goes back to the whole conversation we're having today about, like, we're trying to diagnose what's wrong and we're trying to point to it. And it's like, you did a lot of things good. Drake London had 3 TDs. Crazy game. It was so nice to have Michael Penix back. At the end of the day, you didn't do enough to win the game. And it's mind-boggling that we're sitting here talking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
About it.
I would like to know what about the coaching yesterday people want to pinpoint the loss on. Like what two or three decisions? Because look, I'm not going to sit here and defend coaching or whatever, but it's all I ever hear. I never hear anything about,
yeah,
we didn't make this play when we needed to. We didn't make that play. We didn't get off the field on the final third down. Maybe it was a pick play. It looked like one. You know, the David Sill, I don't know exactly. It's hard to exactly tell. My vantage point wasn't the best yesterday. I mean, we had a good spot, but we're almost too low.
Right. The seats are too good.
Yeah. You lost two offensive linemen and still were able to try to go down the field. But Dave, it appeared to me on that timeout where they burnt in the fourth quarter in the second half that David Sills lined up incorrectly, and that is why they had to burn the timeout. That's what Arch and I saw. Maybe it was they were late getting the play out too. I it was hard for me to say, but that's the big deal. But at what point, like what specific, not going for it on 4th and 20 and punting? I don't blame Raheem at all for that, because now I don't know. There are not a lot of 4th and 20 calls. Your defense was playing out of their mind at that point. Punt it, try to get the ball back with enough time to go down and hopefully try to kick a field goal. I just want to know, like, there was a false start.
I'm with you.
There's a false start that put you. All right, let's go. Let's look at this, right? I want you to talk about this for me. You get the ball back. It's 24-23. Penix rolls, makes the throw to Drake. 20-something yard gain. Now it's 1st and 10 from their 47, I think.
Yeah, we were on
false
their
start.
Their side of the field.
False start.
Yep.
Now you're back 5. They just outplay you on the screen to Bijan.
Yeah.
2nd down. Now the simulated clap or
did you
or,
hear it? I've gone in back and looked for it, and I can't really find it.
I didn't hear it, but what I you know what I did see is Penix not call for the snap and the ball hit him in his chest.
And correct me if I'm wrong, was it not? Were we not talking about a leg lift?
Well,
to me, it looked like Penix was lifting his leg.
The leg lift, but
I don't know.
But I was a leg lift to send a guy in motion?
I don't know, man.
Because I'm pretty sure it was a guy in motion.
I went back and looked for a clap after Raheem said that. And, of course, the cuts that I've been able to find up until now were very, few and far between. And I'm like, is anybody clapping? I couldn't find anybody on the defense.
You know what we need to go back and look for? The arm. The guard's arm go to Noodle.
Oh, he's looking at Penix.
So he's not,
and it's Javon Gwynn.
Yeah, I know
who's in. Javon Gwynn's looking back. He's looking at Penix. He never even moved.
So then he didn't call for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, what actually was calling for the snap? Was it clap, leg lift? So, was it the guard? I don't know which one it was.
Now, if your rebuttal to me is, well, it's clearly coaching because they should have been on the same. Okay, and look, I think coaching has lost you games this year. I'm not disputing that.
No, I'm the same way.
But at what point do we put some onus on the guys out there with not getting the job done in the execution moments?
Here's what I'll say, how I always fall back on coaching, and I'm with you. If you want to blame coaching yesterday, go ahead, because I'm not rescuing Raheem from this situation. But here's what I've always felt about coaching. It's not that bad things never happen. It's that they can't happen twice, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I always come back to coaching. It's like Raheem's not going to foresee something like that happen. We put a backup guard in that's seen almost no snaps in the NFL, and he's turned around looking. You have a simulated clap. The ball's like all that. It can't happen again. That's my thing, and that's kind of where I sit on it right now. So we'll see how that all pans out. But, yeah, I'm with you. If you want to blame coaching yesterday, let us know exactly what it is, specifically in the game. Otherwise, we're just talking about broad strokes here.
Feel free to tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. We will also be taking some more calls later on. We'll pick it back up at 7. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, Georgia rallied again. And we've got my Mac drop. Justin Dean became a massive meme over the weekend as he refused to field a quote-unquote dead ball. We'll get into that. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.